Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic DNB bass grooves that feels like it's always moving, but never rushing. We're talking about a swung mid bass for roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old school vibe, where the bass and drums feel like they're locked in a conversation. Now, before we even draw notes, here's the big idea. Swing in DNB is not just about making notes late. It's about groove shaping. The drums lead the feel, and the bass sits around the break, not on top of it. And definitely not fighting it. If the bass starts dragging, that's your signal to reduce the swing instead of overcomplicating the pattern. So first, set your project up around 172 BPM. Load a breakbeat or a programmed DNB drum loop, and loop one or two bars so you can hear the pocket clearly. If you're just starting out, keep the drums playing first. That way, every bass decision you make is responding to the rhythm, which is exactly how these roller lines work. Create a MIDI track for your bass. And start simple. For this lesson, we're going to build a mid-bass layer using a stock Ableton instrument like Waveitable or Operator. If you want a more obvious harmonic edge, Waveitable is a great choice. Pick a saw or square-style Waveitable, keep unison low or off for now, and stay mostly mono. Then add a low-pass filter so the sound stays dark and controlled. If you prefer Operator, go with a sine or saw-based patch and add just enough harmonics to make it speak in the low mids. After the instrument, add saturator, EQ8, and utility. Keep the saturator subtle at first, maybe around 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to bring out attitude and texture. Use EQ8 to trim away unnecessary low end from the mid-bass, especially if you're planning to layer a separate sub underneath. And with utility, keep the bass mono. That's a really important DNB habit. The low end needs to be focused, not wide and facey. Now let's write the actual rhythm. Start with a one-bar phrase and keep it very manageable. A strong beginner roller pattern usually uses only 4 to 6 notes in a bar. Think short, punchy notes, a little bit of space, and maybe 1 or 2 notes that repeat for tension. Try placing notes on the 1, the end of 1, the 2, the end of 3, and the 4. Don't fill every 16th note yet. In jungle and old school DNB, simplicity often hits harder than complexity, because the groove comes from phrasing, not from busy note spam. Here's where the swing comes in. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live and try a gentle swing groove. A good starting point is around 55% to 60% swing amount. Apply it lightly to the clip and listen to how the bass sits against the break. You want that subtle push-pull feeling, where the line leans into the off beats and feels human, but still tight enough to drive the track forward. If the groove feels too lazy or too far behind the beat, back it off. That's a really common beginner mistake. Too much swing can make the bass feel disconnected from the drums, and in DNB you usually want the drums to keep the authority. If you want a more controlled feel, you can also manually nudge a few notes a tiny bit late, especially notes that answer the snare. Just a little movement goes a long way. Now let's talk about note length and velocity, because swing isn't only timing. Short notes give you punch and tension. Slightly longer notes can glue the roller together. So go through your MIDI clip and shape the note lengths deliberately. Keep most of them short, around eighth note to quarter note length, and then let one note ring a little longer now and then for variation. That contrast makes the loop feel intentional instead of robotic. Velocity matters too. Try making the notes that answer the snare a little stronger, and soften passing notes slightly. You might keep velocity somewhere between 70 and 110, depending on the sound. This gives the bass a more conversational feel with the drums, which is exactly what you want in a moving DNB groove. Now let's add the sub layer. This is important. A mid bass alone can sound cool, but in DNB the low end weight usually comes from a clean sub underneath. Create a second MIDI track and load Operator with a simple sine wave. Copy the same MIDI notes from the mid bass onto the sub track. Keep it mono with utility, and if needed, likely sidechain it to the kick so the low end stays clear. The sub should support the groove, not dominate it. The split keeps the rolls clean. The sub holds the foundation, and the mid-bass carries the movement and attitude. That separation is one of the easiest ways to make a beginner DNB bassline sound more professional. Next, let's make this groove evolve a little. Use subtle automation instead of writing a bunch of extra notes. A small filter cutoff move on Waveitable can bring the loop to life. You can also automate saturator drive by a small amount during a more intense part, or open the filter a touch in the last two bars before a variation. Tiny changes like that create progression without breaking the roller vibe. Now put the whole thing against the drums and listen carefully. Ask yourself a few questions. Is the bass clashing with the snare on 2 and 4? Is it too busy around ghost notes? Is the low end blurring when the kick and sub hit together? If something feels off, change one thing at a time. Move one note a little earlier or later. Shorten a note that overlaps the snare. Remove one extra hit if the phrase feels crowded. In DNB, a simple loop that leaves space can sound much bigger than a complicated one. Once the one bar idea is working, build a second bar or a two-bar variation. This is where you keep the listener engaged without losing the roller feel. Add one extra pickup note at the end of bar two, or remove one note to create a gap. You could also jump one note up an octave for a single hit every couple of bars, just to give the phrase a little lift. That kind of tiny change is very old school, very effective, and very dance floor friendly. A great way to think about it is this: the first bar sets the pattern, and the second bar answers it. That call and response feel is a huge part of jungle and rolling DNB bass writing. You're not trying to write a melody in the usual sense. You're shaping motion. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. First, listen at low volume. If the groove still feels alive when it's quiet, that usually means the rhythmic relationship is strong. Second, keep the low end mono. If your bass gets thinner in mono, the sound is probably too wide or facey. Third, if the line feels stiff, don't change everything. Just tweak timing, note length, velocity, or filter movement one at a time. That keeps you from over-editing. And if you want to push it further, try resampling the bass to audio once the MIDI pattern feels good. Then you can chop your favorite hit, flip it, or use it as a texture layer. That's a really classic jungle move, and it can add grit and personality fast. So to recap, swing makes a mid bass feel human and rolling. Keep the pattern simple. Let the drums lead. Use a clean sine sub underneath. Shape movement with groove, note length, velocity, and light automation. And remember, in jungle and old school DNB, small phrasing changes often sound bigger than complex patterns. For your practice, try building a 4-bar roller section using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. Keep the bass line to 6 notes or fewer per bar. Apply a light swing feel. Make one variation every 2 bars, and add just one automation move. If you can loop it for a minute without getting bored, you've got the foundation of a proper DNB roller. Nice work. Now go make that mid-bass breathe with the break.